Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings once again. Today, we're talking with a singer, a songwriter. She's done jazz, she's done folk, she's done R&B, she's doing it all, and she's doing it so well, she's already won a Grammy. We'd like to welcome to our program Victory Boyd, who I'm not sure exactly where you are right now. Are you in Detroit?
I'm actually in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Is that the new home, Dallas, Texas?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm a Detroit boy, so I'm not. Part of where did you grow up in Detroit?
I grew up on the west side, on Finkel and Schaefer.
Oh, I know that area well. I'm from the Oakland County, Oak Park, Southfield area.
Okay.
But, you know, of course, in your business, you get to travel and you don't ever have a home in one place for very long because you're always packing a suitcase and always going somewhere. Why did you decide this business was the business for Victory? I love your name, by the way. It's an amazing name.
Thank you.
Thanks. Why did you pick this business?
Well, I think this business more so picked me. You know, I started out singing at a young age. I was born into a musical family, and our family business, as far as I can remember, has always been music. It's always been music in the context of community and church and all of these different aspects of bringing people together, and music in the context of faith and spirituality. And so that was the environment that I was born into. And it was the only natural thing to adopt it, especially given the gift that I received in having this voice in the first place. So it was almost like I was chosen.
Mm. And you have a huge family. There's a lot of brothers and sisters at home.
Yes. Eight siblings.
Eight siblings. Wow. That's smaller portions at Thanksgiving, I guess, when you got to separate it that way. But, you know, is everybody in the family musically inclined?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. We all grew up singing. We all grew up playing instruments and writing songs. Yeah.
Are they helping? Are they all doing their own thing? Or are they in your band, or do you perform together as siblings ever?
Sometimes. But everyone has their own music. And then there's a family band called Infinity Song. And I played and toured and recorded with Infinity Song for some time as well, in addition to my own solo work.
Mm-hmm. And you did a show in, I guess it was at Central Park, New York, and you got millions of views for that show. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, funny thing about it is that my family, after living in Michigan, we moved to the New York area. And for over 10 years, we did busking in Central Park. And so collectively over those 10 years, yes, there have been millions of people. And then many of those people have filmed us and posted those videos online. And then those videos, some of them have gone viral. I remember one of my most favorite experience of singing in Central Park was actually at the Central Park Summer Stage. I was opening for Gregory Porter a few years ago. And I just got so emotional looking at this sea of probably about 5,000 people and singing a song that I wrote in Central Park and Wow. Seeing the audience just receive it and go wild. And I just, you know, if only they knew the journey that it took to get there. And it's like, the 16-year-old version of Victory believed that this moment would happen one day, but she believed by faith, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. She was fighting on because there are thousands of people on the other side of me finishing this song, and they're going to be so thankful if I finish it, or they're going to be so thankful if I learn this instrument, or if I learn how to record, or all these things I believed. And so that's kind of what pushed me to grow and make it. And then finally I was there at this moment that I envisioned years and years ago. And it's like, I got to see all the people thank me, just like I envisioned they would.
That's, you know, an amazing story. And I'm sure there's been many emotional moments throughout your career, you know, things that people, like you said, it was a long journey to get where you are. And people don't realize that. They don't know that. But the world is starting to know Victory now. You have certainly made a big splash, and Glory Hour is the newest album. Yes. And so is it a religious album, Glory Hour? What? Tell me about the album.
Yeah. So this album is heavily centered on my faith, which is the Christian faith. And it's specifically centered on the sacred texts of the Bible. And what I found in my own personal life, especially like throughout the pandemic and any other seasons when there was tremendous hardships, I found that meditating on scripture would reduce my anxiety. It would reduce my fear. It's really about what you put your eyes on. You know, if you focus all your attention on problems, what's going to happen is your inner state of being is going to eventually reflect being troubled. But if you fix your eyes or your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions on a text like fear not, for I am with you. You know what I mean? Like, let not your heart be troubled. I have overcome the world. You know, just these different texts I pulled together, and then I put them to melody. So when you put them to melody, you put them to a beat, you put them to chords, before you know it, you're going around reciting over and over in these texts that are full of life, that are affirmations. And you know, you could look at it as religious, but really, if you simply receive it as you would any other song, you know, and that's the way it's designed. It's not designed for you to have to get out of your natural state of living and go to a mass or go to some religious context to have a religious experience. No, it's designed to meet you where you are. Mm-hmm. And in the mediums that you already receive and consume music, because believe it or not, we all songs bring us into some sort of spiritual experience. Because what happens is it's going into our ear gates and it's directly feeding our soul, and our soul is consuming it. It might even be subconsciously, like our subconscious is consuming whatever it is that is going into our ears. And so, you know, my idea with this album was to feed people's souls with the proven, unchanging sustenance that is in the Bible, and do it in a way that's so seamless that you wouldn't even know you're listening to the Bible. It's just like, you know, and then meanwhile, you're being free. You're becoming more free from anxiety. You're becoming more free from fears, and you're living your best life.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's a great way of framing things too. Very spiritual. It's kind of like projecting, you know, and you've, as long as the half full or half empty glass of water, and keep the frame of mind in positive. It's all about positivity. We're talking with Victory here on Border Crossings today. We're going to get a song. I guess you're going to perform something for us. What are we going to do next?
Yeah. I'm going to do this song I wrote called El Shaddai.
And this is a big hit for you.
Yeah.
So tell me about the song. What was the motivation?
Well, I was scared. It was the top of the pandemic, and I was in New York City, and we all got news that, you know, you have to lock in your apartment and don't come out till further notice. And so everyone was locked inside watching the news all day because you couldn't go to work or anything. And so I'm watching the news like everyone else, and all the reports are about dying and death, and everyone's becoming more and more fearful of dying. And so I cut the news off eventually, probably after 8 hours. And I went to my piano, and I thought to myself, you know, what if instead of meditating on dying all day, what if instead we meditated on El Shaddai? And the El Shaddai is a Hebrew word for God. And so I started playing on the piano these chords, and I just started singing all of these words that rhymed with die, but it was instead to land on El Shaddai. So the lyrics go like, we lift up our eyes, we rebuke suicide, we cast all care aside, we bow down our pride, rescue us from the tide, on your wings lift us high, in the dark be a light, we need you on our side, El Shaddai.
Wow. And
then, yeah. So that's kind of, it was just something that, you know, since that phrase was already so much consuming people, I'm like, well, let's switch it to light version.
Let's listen to it and see it. Here's the performance for you. This is Victory with El Shaddai on Border Crossings.
We lift up our eyes, we rebuke suicide, we cast all care aside, we bow down our pride, rescue us from the tide, on your wings lift us high, in the dark be a light, we need you on our side, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, oh El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Let your cloud be our guide, let your at night, when our foes come to fight, we need you on our side, El Shaddai. Oh, 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 oh. Hell tried it, but God denied.
Border Crossings, El Shaddai is the name of the song, and that is by Victory, who's with us today. And so lots of spiritual connection. We won't use religious, but there's a lot of spirituality to the music that you make. And so you had mentioned a little while ago that you were inspired to write a song in Central Park. Where is the most unusual place you ever got inspiration for a song?
The most unusual place. That's a great question. Children really inspire me, but I guess that's not really unusual.
If you're in a gym classroom somewhere and a song comes to you.
Yeah, right. Definitely running. I get a lot of inspiration when I'm running. It's not unusual still, but, you know, running, I like to do long distance running, and you feel like you're dying. And then, and then all the things that you have to overcome in order to make it, all the mental things. And so usually that's when these kind of like nuggets, these powerful nuggets. Like there's this one song I wrote called David's Brothers. And the whole idea is, you know, the story, David and Goliath, like David goes and slays the giant. And David had brothers who discouraged him from, who tried to discourage him from going to go attack Goliath, because they're like, there are thousands of us here. All of us are warriors. No one thinks that they can just go slay Goliath. Why do you think you can? And so we all have this pesky little voice that's like, why do I think I can run a marathon? Come on, like, look at, no one in your family's ever run a marathon, or no one this or that, you know? And so that's what David's brothers told David. And David's response was, I'm going to take this giant out, not in my strength, not according to my track record, but according to the strength of our God. They all had the same God, but no one else had that audacious confidence to go attack a giant on the basis of their God. And so this whole scenario came to mind while I was running, because I had so many miles left, and this pesky voice of, why do you think you can finish? And then this other voice of faith rose up in my mind. It's like, on the basis of my God, I will prevail. I will prevail. And then, and so that was a whole song on the album now. It's called David's Brothers. But it all started from when I was running.
So, well, you may not have won the marathon, but you won a Grammy. So tell me about winning a Grammy. What was that like for you?
You know, that was, it's an amazing thing to have accomplished, you know, but more than the Grammy was the task of that project. So I wrote for Kanye on his album, Jesus is King. And that album was historic in that there hasn't really been, you know, notorious hip hop rappers that just break the mold and decide they're going to do gospel. And that's what Kanye did. And he leveraged his whole platform. But at the same time, it was a challenge to be able to sit under his own instruction and nail the target. It was because the target was always moving, and it was something that I wanted to do a really good job at, you know, at. And so I applied myself 100% and probably 100,000% like every day. And my goal was to simply make a contribution to this project that would help as many people possible see a true conviction and a true revelation of what the gospel even is. And so that was my goal of what I wanted to do through the pen, but also do it in a way that was suitable to one of the best rappers in the world, you know. And I'm not a rapper, I'm a folk artist, you know what I mean? So yeah. Like it was a super challenging thing. And then to be successful at even just penning any of the music on that album was a big feat for me. Like that's what I'm really, really proud of. And then the Grammy was like a also bonus. You know, the fact that album won a Grammy and I was one of the principal writers. So that, you know, that was amazing, but the big feeling of triumph came from actually succeeding in writing those lyrics.
Well, that is wonderful. That's a huge accomplishment. Some artists spend their entire career and never get close to a Grammy, and you did it early on in your career. Victory's with us here on Border Crossings, talking with us from her home in Texas today, just chilling. Are you getting ready for a tour?
Yeah. I've got a tour coming up in June, and then also a big one throughout the fall. And I'll be sharing some arenas with an artist. Her name is Lauren Daigle.
And oh, yeah, from American Idol, I think.
Yeah, she was on there for some time. Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna be going out on the road together, and then I've got some headline shows as well. So it's all very exciting.
Yes, and of course it's for Glory Hour, which is the name of her new album. And we're gonna ask for another song. Would you do another one for us?
Absolutely.
What would you do now?
This one is called I Don't Have to Pretend. Yeah, this one I love. To me, it deconstructs this idea that in order to it deconstructs this idea that you have to be strong in order to be a Christian. You know, many times people feel that they need to have testimony of all the things they overcame mm-hmm. in order for their faith journey to be valid. But you haven't experienced glory hour yet, meaning you're still in the midst of the darkness. You haven't overcome yet. Mm. And it's okay. Like, you don't have to pretend like it's glorious when it's not. It's okay. And it's just giving people language to process all of that.
Mm. And what's it called?
I Don't Have to Pretend.
I Don't Have to Pretend. Here's Victory on Border Crossings.
Hold me near. I know that you hear me, my eyes crying tears, my heart in humility. Plead my case, I pour my complaints here at the altar. Suffer when I have a Savior who intimately cares for my sake. Yes, I have a Savior who came to bear this grief in my place. I don't have to pretend like everything's okay. That's not what Jesus meant when he said to have faith. If you see me crying, I'm being true. Instead trusting God to heal my every wound, and I know He will. He makes all things new. All things new. Breathe life in death. I need to resurrect this heart from the depths. One touch from you is all I request. Plead my case, I pour my complaints here at the altar. Why I have a Savior who came to bear this grief in my place. Yes, I have a Savior who intimately cares for my sake. That's not what Jesus meant when he said to have faith. If you see me crying, I'm being true instead of lying about what I'm going through. I'm trusting God to heal my
Crossings. That's Victory with I Don't Have to Pretend. And she doesn't have to. She's the very real deal. She's with us today. We're talking with her, and Glory Hour is the name of the new album. So tell me, how did you meet Jay-Z? How did Jay-Z come into your life and give you this opportunity, put you on this road?
Yeah, you know, it's a story that, you know, if I told you every detail, it'd be like, wait, how, you know, because I mean, just imagine that year, 2016, like my family and I moved to the New York area in 2006, right? So 10 years between 2006 and 2016, you know, we're singing in Central Park, we're singing in the subways, we're singing in front of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Like, we're singing in obscure places. How does one get from these obscure places and then in a moment's time, you're at the top of New York City with the biggest rap mogul in the world? I mean, it's there is no 2 + 2 = like, there's no equation that equals that.
Right.
So that's why I give credit to God. I also give credit to the specific individual that connected us. James Samuel is an artist. He's a film director and producer out of London. He's the brother of Seal, the recording artist Seal.
Yep.
And I have to give him credit for discovering my talent and validating it. He's like, this girl is the next Tracy Chapman. This girl is the next, you know, he's like, she's brilliant. Her songwriting, her voice, her guitar skills. And so he just hypes me up to Jay-Z, and he sends a video of me singing in Central Park to Jay-Z. And Jay was like, I want to meet this girl. And so, yeah, I'm in Jay-Z's office the next week singing for him live a song that I just wrote in Central Park. It's a crazy, you know, it's crazy that it happened, but at the same time, I knew that I was getting ready for a defining moment. I didn't know this would be the moment. I didn't know this would be the person that would that I'd have this defining moment with. But again, like I was saying, years prior to this, I knew there's masses of people on the other side of me finishing these songs or finishing, growing in my musical education and, all of these different things. And so, and here was a defining moment that was, supporting this whole faith concept that I had in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm. The man knows talent. There's no question about that. It's when you're in that moment, I'm sure that your mind is going fast and you probably don't remember everything that was said because it's like a surreal moment. But what was the thing you took away from the meeting, the very first meeting that you really remember him saying to you, any advice he's given you?
Yeah. Well, he was validating me and my siblings as being gold. And he said, don't think you have to change to be like us. He said, I want you to understand that we need to catch up to you. Mm-hmm. You are the gold, and we need to take the time to learn how to support who you really are. Don't think that you have to catch up to learn how to be like hip hop rappers. Like, stay true to who you are because you're the gold.
Right.
And so, yeah, those were words from Jay-Z to me and my brothers and sisters.
Wow, that's wonderful. And so I would imagine that you are writing songs for other artists. You're singing with, your family and also by yourself solo. Glory Hours, the new album. But if somebody came to you and said, okay, Victory, you have to pick writing or singing, one or the other. You can't do both. What would you pick?
I would pick writing because it's more fruitful. What I mean by that is when you write a song, it'll live forever. It'll live far beyond you'll ever live. And so the impact is infinitely more greater than singing. Also, there are other people that can sing really well. And so if I could just be a scribe that's like processing all of the different intricacies of life and solutions to help people navigate life. And, I would rather lead those solutions than not be able to craft and think through them at all, because my only thing I do in life is mm-hmm. is singing. And so what writing does is it gives you the ability to be an engineer, a social engineer, a thought engineer, an architect, all of these different things just with a pen. And I've got a lot of things to say. And so even if my mouth was sealed shut, even if my mouth was wired shut, I would still have a powerful voice through my pen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another story.
That's a Kanye West story when his mouth was wired shut. I remember that.
Yeah.
We're talking with Victory, who's our guest today, and we're going to ask you to do one more song if you would gift us with another beautiful song.
Absolutely. Yeah, this last one is called Just Like in Heaven.
That's the new single.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here's Victory, Just Like in Heaven. On Border Crossings.
Let your will be done on earth, 'cause it's already done in heaven. Let your kingdom come on earth, 'cause you already run ahead. presence flood the earth, cause it's overflowing in heaven. Let your servants rise on earth, cause they're never weary in heaven. Let your healing fall on earth, cause ain't nobody sick up in heaven. Let your praises be found on earth, cause they always resound in heaven. Let the choir sing on earth, let your will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven. On earth, let your kingdom come. On earth, just like it is in heaven. On earth, let your mercy cover the earth, cause it already covers the heavens. Let your justice reign on earth, just like it reigns in heaven. Let your love conquer the earth, cause it already governs the heavens. Let revival come on earth, cause it's every day up in heaven. Let your choir sing on earth, let your will be done, Jesus, on earth, just like it is in heaven. Lord, let your kingdom come, Jesus, on earth, in the same way it is in heaven.
Border Crossings, just like in heaven. That's where you'll find victory. Her music is in heaven. Her soul is living in heaven. She's living on earth, and she's giving us soul as well. And she's giving us that beautiful smile and her time. And I'm so excited for the new album, which when does it come out?
Oh, it's out now. May 5th it came out.
May 5th. All right. So it's available, I imagine, on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you can get music these days. Even Tidal, although Jay-Z sold Tidal, but even Tidal is probably carrying your music. So Victory is with us today. Before I let you go, a couple of questions I wanted to ask. Top three collaborators for somebody. I mean, if you've already worked with Kanye and, you know, Jay-Z and who knows what, but Roc Nation and whatnot. Top three collaborators you'd like to work with, living or dead, on your wish list.
Living or dead?
Living or dead.
Hard.
I wasn't gonna make it easy.
Oh wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, living, I love to work with Miss Lauryn Hill. That's always been a top one for me. And let's see, one of the greats that are dead. Wow. Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Yeah, Ella. And, it would have to be between, it would probably be between Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Aretha Franklin. But then there's also Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson.
And then there's Billie Holiday. And then there's Nina Simone. And then there's, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's so much.
What a pleasure it is to talk to you. If people want to go and find you on social media, where do they go?
You just look up Victory Boyd. B-O-Y-D is my last name.
Victory Boyd. And that's your handle everywhere on Instagram, Twitter. How about your website?
Yep, victoryboyd.com.
All right, simple enough. Well, thank you so much for giving us all this time and the great music you perform for us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
A pleasure to meet you. You sound lovely. You look lovely. And I hope when you come to D.C., we can meet you in person, you know, if you ever tour through D.C. Love to have you here. Glory Hour is the name of the new album. Victory is our guest. My name is Larry London. You are watching Border Crossings.